Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast. This is episode 27, and I'm your host, Ryan. We have a packed episode today with updates on new permanent residence pathways for Hong Kong residents, economic discussions among Western premiers, potential changes to the post-graduation work permit policies, and more. Let's dive in. Segment 1, Permanent Residence Pathways for Hong Kong Residents. Our first story today is about the new updates to permanent residence pathways for Hong Kong residents. On June 10, 2024, the Government of Canada announced that applicants will now receive an acknowledgement letter after their application has passed a completeness check. Additionally, the intake instructions for Stream B have been updated. Now, applicants must have at least 1 year of full-time or equivalent part-time authorized Canadian work experience within the last 3 years. It's important to note that any additional hours over 30 in a week will not count towards the qualifying work experience. Segment 2, Western Premiers Address Economic Growth and Collaboration. Next, we turn our attention to the Western Provinces and Territories of Canada, where premiers recently convened to discuss key priorities for economic growth and quality of life improvements. They addressed issues like inflation, high interest rates, rising food prices, and housing costs. The premiers emphasized the need for federal collaboration to fund school food programs, enhance supply chains, and support farmers. They also highlighted the urgency of long-term federal commitments to childcare and other affordability initiatives, and stressed the importance of federal investment in infrastructure, energy security, and Indigenous economic partnerships. Other topics included Arctic security, Canada-US relations, public safety, and disaster preparedness, with a call for strengthened federal engagement and support across these areas. Segment 3, CBSA Employees Protest for Improved Work Conditions. In labour news, the Public Service Alliance of Canada and the Customs and Immigration Union are currently negotiating with the Canada Border Services Agency and Treasury Board for a fair contract for CBSA employees, who have been without one for over 2 years. If an agreement is not reached by June 14, over 9,000 members will begin job action, potentially causing major disruptions at Canada's borders. Despite this, 90% of frontline border services officers are considered essential workers and will continue their duties uninterrupted. The demands include equitable retirement benefits, fair wages, improved workplace protections, and flexible work options. Segment 4, potential changes to the post-graduation work permit policies. There may be significant changes coming to the post-graduation work permit program. The Canadian government is considering linking the PGWP to areas of labour shortage, potentially limiting overall access to the program. The aim is to align PGWP eligibility with labour market demands, improving employment outcomes for international students. Currently, the PGWP is open to all international graduates from publicly funded programs without work restrictions. The proposed changes could alter this significantly. IRCC is seeking feedback on which jobs should qualify for the PGWP and whether some student groups should be exempt. The government is also considering requiring a job offer for PGWP holders after 1 year, along with other potential criteria like language skills. Segment 5, New Invitation Rounds Under the BCPNP. On June 11, 2024, British Columbia held new invitation draws under the British Columbia Provincial Nominee Program. The province issued invitations to skilled candidates in the general draw and to those with work experience in healthcare, childcare, and construction occupations. In the general draw, 39 candidates were invited with a minimum score of 110 points. 6 invitations were issued to early childhood educators, 12 to healthcare workers, and 9 to construction workers. In total, British Columbia issued 66 invitations in this draw. So far this year, the province has invited up to 3,381 candidates. Segment 6, Nova Scotia Healthcare Professionals Immigration Pilot. Nova Scotia is also in the news with their Healthcare Professionals Immigration Pilot. Candidates who received a letter of interest on June 11, 2024, are invited to the physician draw. Completing this process may result in a conditional job offer from a Nova Scotia healthcare employer, enabling them to apply to the physician streams under the Nova Scotia Provincial Nominee Program or the Atlantic Immigration Program. It's important to note that participation in the pilot and nomination under a non-express entry stream or endorsement under the AIP will not add 600 points to applicants' express entry profiles. Only candidates with work experience as a pediatrist have been asked to apply. Segment 7, Alberta Opportunity Stream Faces Technical Difficulties. The Alberta Advantage Immigration Program's Alberta Opportunity Stream recently faced significant challenges following its reopening. High traffic to the program's website rendered it inaccessible, leaving thousands of applicants unable to register. This incident highlights concerns about the government's capacity to manage modern technology in the immigration process. New guidelines have been announced to handle the overwhelming demand better, but the application portal continues to struggle under the high volume. Further investigation into its operational challenges is underway. Segment 8, Atlantic Ministers Concerned About Federal Workforce Funding Cuts. Our final story today comes from Atlantic Canada. On June 11, 2024, Immigration, Population Growth and Skills of Newfoundland and Labrador announced that Atlantic workforce ministers are demanding a reversal of a $625 million cut to labour market transfer agreements, which was unexpectedly announced in the Federal Budget 2024. This cut affects workforce development programmes, impacting sectors facing labour shortages and various demographic groups. The reduction will result in a $62.3 million annual cut in funding for skills training and employment initiatives in Atlantic Canada. The ministers highlighted the negative impact on individuals and employers and disputed the federal government's claim that other funding sources could replace the LMTA cuts. And that wraps up episode 27 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We hope you found these updates informative. Remember to stay tuned for more news and insights on Canadian immigration. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out on our social media channels or through our website. Until next time, this is Ryan signing off. Stay informed and stay safe.